right, comes that time for our talker, and we get the pleasure of having our own choir director speak for us tonight. You know, Barbara has been with us for a long time. She's so sweet, and she has so much love in her. I love her to pieces. I love you to pieces. And she's also now one of our ministerial candidates, so she started the process of becoming a minister, and so that's really exciting, and, you know, so we're getting her to practice up here, and so really cheer her on, you guys. She's really doing this all from her heart, so let's give a warm welcome for Barbara Schaefer.
I didn't dress up tonight. I just came in casual. So that's me. Yeah, that's me, casual. Okay. Tonight, I decided to do something a little bit different. And I'm going to talk about Don Miguel Ruiz's book, The Four Agreements. Nobody knew that, and I have all these little people right here on the front row.
Representing.
I'm teasing. My groupies. This is the book, and I encourage all of you to buy it and read it, because I'm only touching on a very small part of it tonight, and it's very good. Did you see it? Okay. Okay, Don Miguel was, I'm going to read a lot, so you'll have to bear with me tonight. Don Miguel was born into a family of healers. His mother was a healer, and his grandfather was a shaman. His family wanted him to carry the Toltec knowledge forward, and he chose to become a surgeon instead. After a near-death experience in a car crash, he was so stunned by the experience that he began an intensive practice of self-inquiry. He devoted himself to the mastery of the ancient ancestral Toltec wisdom. In the Four Agreements, Don Miguel reveals the source of self-limiting beliefs that rob us of joy and create needless suffering. The Four Agreements offer a powerful code of conduct that can rapidly transform our lives with freedom, true happiness, and love. The first agreement is be impeccable with your word. This agreement is the most important and the most difficult one to honor. It is so important that with this first agreement, you will be able to transcend to a level of existence that Don Miguel calls heaven on earth. To be impeccable with your word sounds simple, but it is very powerful. Your word is a gift that comes directly from God. The Gospel of John in the Bible says, "In the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God." It is through the word you express your creative power, you manifest everything. What you dream, feel, and who you really are will be manifested through the word. The word is a force, the power to express and communicate, to think, and create the events in your life. However, like a double-edged sword, your word can create or destroy anything or anybody around you. By hooking our attention, the words can enter our mind and change a whole belief for better or for worse. Remember Reverend Millie's teaching, watch your words, watch your thoughts, and watch your actions. And there's a saying that I remember as a little girl, probably a lot of you know it, I hope. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Not true. Hurtful words can destroy a person. Again, watch your words, watch your actions, your thoughts, and watch your actions. You go against yourself when you judge or blame yourself for anything. Being impeccable is not going against yourself. When you are impeccable, you take responsibility for your actions, but you do not judge or blame yourself. Being impeccable with your word is the correct use of your energy. It means to use your energy in the direction of truth and love for yourself and others. Think about everyday human interactions and the words that are used to hurt others. We call it gossip. Gossip has become a main form of communication in human society. Using the analogy of the human mind as a computer, gossip can be compared to a computer virus. Gossip is destructive, and some people, in order to seek revenge, spread this destructive virus. And if you aren't true to your word, you can be hooked into this when you hear it or see it. What we don't see is that misuse of our word is putting us deeper into negativity. Be impeccable with your word. The second agreement is don't take anything personally. That's a real hard one for me. Whatever happens around you, don't take it personally. If you see someone on the street and they say, "Hey, you are so stupid," without knowing you, it's not about you, it's about them. Nothing other people do is because of you, it is because of themselves. Even when a situation seems so personal, even if others insult you directly, it has nothing to do with you. Immunity to the poison in their words is the gift of this agreement. To the person saying mean things, think about them. Whatever you think, whatever you feel, I know is your problem, and it's not my problem. The third agreement is don't make assumptions. We have the tendency to make assumptions about everything. The problem with that is that we believe they are truth. That is why whenever we make assumptions, we're asking for problems. The whole world of control between humans is about making assumptions and taking things personally. We only see what we want to see and hear what we want to hear. We don't perceive things the way they are. Assumptions in relationships can cause a lot of problems. In any kind of relationship, we can make the assumption that others know what we think and we don't have to say what we want. They're going to do what we want because they know us so well. If they don't do what we want, that's when we assume they should. Well, excuse me, I didn't say that right. What we assume they should do, we feel hurt and think, "How could you do that? You should know." Again, we make the assumption that the other person knows what we want. The way to keep yourself from making assumptions is to ask questions. Make sure the communication is clear. If you don't understand, ask. If you don't understand, something's better for you to ask and be clear instead of making an assumption. The day you stop making assumptions, you will communicate cleanly and clearly, free of emotional poison. Without making assumptions, your word becomes impeccable. With clear communication, all of your relationships will change, not only with your partner, but with everyone else. The fourth agreement is always do your best. The fourth agreement is about the action of the first three. Always do your best. Under any circumstance, always do your best, no more and no less. But keep in mind that your best is never going to be the same from one moment to the next. Your best will sometimes be high quality, and other times it will not be as good. In your everyday moods, your best can change from one moment to another, from one hour to the next, from one day to another. Your best will also change over time. As you build the habit of the four new agreements, your best will become better than it used to be. Don Miguel says, doing your best is a great habit to have. He says, I do my best in everything I do and feel. Doing my best has become a ritual in my life because I made the choice to make it a ritual. It's a belief like any other belief that I choose. I make everything a ritual and I always do my best. God is life, and God is life in action. The best way to say, I love you, God, is to live your life doing your best. The best way to say, thank you, God, is by letting go of the past and living in the present moment, right here and now. You were born with the right to be happy. You were born with the right to love, to enjoy, and to share your love. You are alive, so take your life and enjoy it. Don't resist life passing through you because that is God passing through you. Just your existence proves the existence of God. Your existence proves the existence of life and energy. We don't need to know or prove anything, just to be. To take a risk and enjoy your life is all that matters. Say no when you want to say no, and yes when you want to say yes. You have the right to be you. You can only be you when you do your best. The first three agreements will only work if you do your best. Don't expect that you will always be able to be impeccable with your word. Your routine habits are too strong and firmly rooted in your mind, but you can do your best. Don't expect that you will never take anything personally. Just do your best. Don't expect that you will never make another assumption, but you can certainly do your best. If you do your best in the search for personal freedom, in the search for self-love, you will discover that it's just a matter of time before you find what you are looking for. It's not about daydreaming or sitting for hours dreaming in meditation. You have to stand up and be a human. You have to honor the man or woman that you are. Respect your body, love your body, feed, clean, and heal your body. Exercise and do what makes your body feel good. This is a communion between you and God. By doing your best, the habits of misusing your word, taking things personally, and making assumptions will become weaker and less frequent with time. If you do your best always, over and over again, you will become a master of transformation. If one day you say, I'm going to keep the four agreements, and you break an agreement, begin again the next day. And if you break one that day, begin again the next day. Always do your best to keep these agreements, and soon it will be easy for you. Today is the beginning of a new dream. When Don Miguel mentioned that doing your best, the habits of misusing your word, taking things personally and making assumptions will become weaker and less frequent with time, it made me think of forgiveness. And this is not what he's talking about, but it reminded me of something that I spoke about the last time I was up here. As we practice forgiveness, each incident that we are trying to forgive has less impact or force on us. The last time I spoke, I mentioned that I had written a letter to my stepmother telling her that I forgave her for the things I felt she had done to me, and I hoped she would forgive me for the things she felt I had done to her. I never got a response to the letter. I continued to get nasty letters ever so often about other things, and I noticed that each letter had less and less effect on me. I didn't get all upset when I saw the letter in the mail, and it was less and less effect. She had lost her power over me. So it's like working with the four agreements. And I hope this has been helpful. I encourage you to read the book. I just touched on this book, and there's so much more to learn from him. And he also has another book out entitled The Fifth Agreement. So I want to thank you for your time. And thank you.
Thank you, Barbara, for sharing your thoughts. That was really great. It's a good reminder, isn't it? I haven't read that book in a while. I read it sometimes over and over. I think it's time to read it again.